ALW, take control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob, pardon me. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Moonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Moonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Moonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on July 21st, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Skyler Street, Moonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.moonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in? This is N5ALW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob.
KC2WI.
Hey, hello, George, N2PFM, and hello, Pete, KC2WI. George, what's going on?
Well, good evening, Bob, Pete, and everybody else on the net. We got a temperature of 63 degrees on the mountainside, a very muggy 63. It had some rain this evening already. And yes, it is still raining, not hard, but it is still raining. And we had a temperature range today of 53 to 73, and we had sun most of the day. And then it started getting cloudy in the mid-afternoon, and they say it's raining tonight. Had to remember to put the new insurance ID in the van. New policy goes into effect tomorrow. It actually starts 12:01 a.m., so I made sure this evening I put the new insurance ID card in. I don't want to forget that, that's for sure. I think that's a $100 or $200 fine if you forget that. So with that, there's not too much going on here, so we'll say God bless and 73s for now until PFM clear.
Okay, George, yeah, that's one thing you do have to keep in there with the insurance. About the time you don't have it, that's when they'll come looking or when they'll, you know, when you'll get stopped. Well, tell you what, I think the rain is coming our way. We haven't gotten it yet. Still dry here, but temperature's falling a bit, and it's, I think, dropping down. I don't know what the prediction is for it, but I'm sure it's going to get considerably cooler tonight. Yeah, maybe not. Sometimes it gets down and it just hangs there. Okay, well, you have a good evening. 73 to you. And we'll move along to Pete, KC2WI. Pete, how are you doing?
Well, not too bad. I thought maybe I would get out today and do something in the sun before it got cloudy, but it really kind of did that pretty quickly, and I just got busy with things, and it never did get very warm. I had all the doors and windows open as usual. I just haven't, I go out on the front porch, and I've got 2-3 computers out there that I'm working on, and I work outside a lot. And for some reason, I never got started doing that this spring. I really like doing that, except for the fact that It's fine as long as it's dry, and it's okay if it rains, if it's a drizzly rain, but if you get windy conditions, you gotta, you know, cover everything up. And it is sort of a pain, you know, getting wrapping it up at the end of the day and making sure everything's inside or covered. And for some reason, I've just never quite done that. I should, really, because it's probably about the most I'm going to get really outside here a lot of the time. So I guess maybe I'll have to clean up out there. And I wanted to redo the whole porch and have some more workspace and screen it and all this kind of stuff, but I've been wanting to do that for years. Anyway, I missed a nice day yesterday. I was out in the car, and I could have skipped the whole trip into town and done a little work first thing in the morning and got out and done my 2 or 3 hours, 4 or whatever hours of outdoor recreation. I've gone up to the river or lake or someplace for a swim, and it was a beautiful day, and by the time I got done with all the little piddling around it, it started to get overcast and that, so I never did get out yesterday, and not today, and tomorrow was supposed to be nice, but now it doesn't look quite as nice, and unfortunately, the forecast for the weekend just keeps getting worse as far as the amount of rain. We're up to about 2 inches starting Saturday afternoon, so now my I don't know what I'm going to do. I was going to go out and go to a field day and camp overnight and all that, but there ain't no way I'm setting up a tent and having it raining all the next day, so you can't pack it up to, you know, let the sun dry it off. So that's out of the question. So it's either go for the day, go and stay in a motel overnight if I go to Long Lake, you know, or something. I really don't know. What I don't want to do is spend a day out in the rain or come home early or, you know, I just have too much work to do. The best time to do that is when it's 4.
KA2000.
KA2ZNZ. Jack, I don't know if I missed you last night and the night before. I'm not sure if I got home in time. I don't think I did. But I listened last night on the HT, and I don't know if I had a poor signal or what. But anyway, thanks for checking in again. What's going on with you? How you doing?
Well, I was doing pretty good down here, as usual, I guess. Wasn't too bad today. It was more on my kind of temperature, you know, in the upper 70s. And now it's down now to about 67. So it makes pleasant sleeping at least, and humidity is not too bad. Yeah, I did do a call up last night, yeah, you're right, the last couple of nights you haven't been there. My goodness, and I did miss you too. Anyways, let's see, I don't have much else to offer, I guess, just,
Okay, Jack. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to do it like I have been doing it for quite some time. Have the rig on inside a little louder in the, you know, in the station. And the HT, I don't think, is picking up signal sometimes as good as it should. Of course, I little rubber duck antennas there, and I'm quite a ways away, so I really don't get a good clear signal, and with a metal roof, it diminishes considerably that way too, so, yeah, I think I'm going to go back to the old standby, you know, this one I'm on, just turn it up a little louder and work it that way. Well, I'll certainly be checking in tonight. Feel bad about not checking in. Couple of nights there, and geez, I feel like a disappointed Jack. But anyway, I'll get with it tonight. I'll get with the program. You have a good evening. I'll touch base with you a little later on, Jack. This is N5ALW looking for additional check-in. know there's a station trying to check in. Can you try it again?
Andrew, KPR, I'm echoing.
Okay, I've got the N2. It didn't seem to come in as clear on the last half. Can you do that phonically for me?
And to Kilo Papa Romeo.
Okay, I believe I've got it now. Would be November 2, Kilo, Papa Romeo. Is that correct? And come back with your name, please.
Yes, Andrew KCR, Rich, now in Boonville, used to be in Remsen.
Okay, very good. How was your day, and anything news for us that you'd like to check in with?
I'm on EchoLink tonight, and kind of heard hearing your voices and making out what you're saying. It's coming through a little bit spicy, and I suppose I am too. But outside of that, sir, it was a nice day today for a while. As soon as I wanted to go someplace, it started raining naturally, so ended up spending the day here at the house. Not doing too much, working on my computer, getting ready to strip it off for Windows 10. That's about it. Back to you, to Jeff, and to keep you up.
Very good. Well, you got in quite well that time. There was a bit of noise originally, and it tapered off somewhat, and there was a hum in the background, but that may be in part with some of the system, and it may be caused by the precipitation. Not really sure about that. Well, glad you checked in. You have a fine evening, and we'll make another call. This is N5AOW, looking for additional check-ins.
KKL, good evening, Bob. This is Pauline.
To KKL, Pauline, how are you doing? How's your evening?
Doing good. Had a good day and a nice evening. And getting things ready for field day. Anyway, good to hear you, Bob. Good evening to Pete, George, Jack, and Rich, and to KKL. Back to you, Bob.
Okay, very good, Pauline. Always a pleasure to have you check in with us. Yeah, it's a really quiet evening tonight, but I don't know. I think we're on the way up here to get some more rain. I know George was talking about it earlier. I guess it's raining. Glenfield and around the area, and I think we are probably going to get it sometime shortly. As I was saying earlier, I think the temperature is dropping down slowly. I don't know where it's going to settle, and I haven't looked at it recently. Okay, well, thank you again for checking in.
Alrighty, yeah, we had some rain to probably around 5 o'clock. It didn't last too long, though. And we're supposed to get it over the weekend, and yeah, it's about 65 degrees now, so not too bad, but we're slated for it Saturday afternoon and all day Sunday, on and off, so we'll see what happens. Alrighty, Bob, you have a good... got another one I want to check in if I can catch them. So 7-3 and God bless. N2KKL, back to you, Bob.
Okay, Pauline, thank you very much for checking in. You have a fine evening. 73. This is N5AOW. Are there any other additional check-ins? Well, my day didn't go bad at all. It started out quite nice with the sun. I thought, well, maybe I'd even get out and relax a little on one of the chairs in the sun, but like Pete was saying, it turned cloudy and it stayed pretty much that way the rest of the day. Temperature dropped a few degrees and making it, with the breeze, a little on the nippy side or chilly side, at least for me anyway. When you're on blood thinners, that doesn't take much to drop the temperature down on you or make you cool. But I took it easy today and nursed the back problem, and that's about it, really. I just didn't get into a whole lot and didn't have the ambition or the desire, so that was so much for that anyway. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
KPR?
Okay, I believe that was N2KPR.
Yeah, where is field day going to be held this for Boonville?
Okay, I know you had a question on something with, was it a question or just an ID from Boonville? I had a little bit of noise on my end here. I've got the other rig on. Maybe I can pick it up a little clearer with that.
Well, I know my air conditioner is on in the background, but I was wondering where the field days for Boonville are going to be held.
Okay, let me, I get a little feedback there. Let me see if we've got Pete, KC2WI, still listening. He might be able to enlighten you on that. I'm not really sure about it myself. KC2WI, Pete, there's a gentleman here who has a question on the field days. If you're still there, can you jump in and maybe help him out on that?
KC2WI, no, there aren't going to be, there's no field days, no field day planned in Boonville, none in Lewis County. I was originally planning to go up to Long Lake, really nice field day up there at the town's Mount Sebattis Park Pavilion. Was there last year, and but I don't know that I'm going to do that because it's going to start raining Saturday afternoon, and it's a pretty good drive, and if I went, I'd want to stay, so that means, you know, I would have been camping, but there's no way, and part of it is I'm just so busy here, and always seem to be, I never seem to get anything done, and a couple other times I've had to be, how shall we say, had to be not here when it was raining because I promised somebody I'd do radio communications or something, and by golly, I think I'm going to just stay here. So the answer is there's nothing in Boonville. I don't know if any of the groups down towards Utica are doing anything. I know the Thousand Islands Club is doing field days out in Clayton. I haven't been there. I might just go up there for the day instead. And I don't know of anything else locally. Over.
Okay, thanks an awful lot, Dan. Really appreciate it. By the way, landline is 6869. Copy. Thank you, KPS.
This is KD2IUG, Kilo Delta 2, India Uniform Go.
Uniform India Golf, is that correct?
KD2IUG.
Roger, okay. Yeah, I had that twisted around a little bit. What's the name there?
My name is Wade and I'm in Hellion.
Okay, Wade. Nice having you check in. Glad you checked in with us. And I'm writing your name down as we speak. Making a little bit of note on it. How was your day and your evening?
The day's been good. The evening better. I had a little bit of information down here. That the Herkimer folks down here, the club here in Herkimer, is having a field days just outside of Little Falls up on Kilt's Hill Road.
Okay, I was making some notes on that. I didn't know if it other gentleman was in there listening on that and wanting that information or not. I'm sure Pete's probably copying also. Well, very good. Is there a date on that set?
I'm trying to bring up the email that I've got here as we speak. It's going to start, we're going to start setting up tomorrow for field days, and it's going to go through Sunday. It's the Fort Herkimer Amateur Radio Group.
Very good. Okay. Yeah, I've got making some notes on that in case anyone asks. We can give them that information, pass it on.
Let me make sure I've got everything accurate for you. I'm going into my email right now to bring it up, and then I'll read it out loud.
Okay, Wade, we'll stand by for you.
Okay, I'm almost there. Here we go. Field day preparation. Opening it up, we're going to have going to be working 2 meters, 10 meters, 15 and 20, 40, 80 and 160, 40 and 80 are going to also be worked. We're having packet, APRS and digital modes also.
Okay, copy all of that. Good, very good. Glad we've got that information because I'm sure there'll be some interest from some of the folks in this area and others that check in from time to time. So I think that'll be very helpful. All right, Wade. Anything else you'd like to add on?
Yes, the name of the club is Fort Herkimer Amateur Radio Association.
Okay. Got that down now myself. Very good. All right, well, thank you for the information. We'll certainly pass that on to anyone that would like to contribute to it or get down and visit and at least get to see what happens with one of those festivities. Okay, are there any else, or any, pardon me, are there any others that would like to check in at this point?
N5AOWN2WBX.
Okay, Dennis, was that a call you were making to someone?
Yeah, I was calling you, Bob, N5AOW.
Oh, okay. I kind of swallowed and had a thing going. And, okay, N2WBX, go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to point out in the event that the station that was requesting info on the field days, we've also got the Woodsman Field Days annually. That date is August 21, 2, and 3. That's pretty much it, just in the event that he wasn't referring to ham radio.
Okay, Dennis, that's good info also, and I'll pass that on to everyone. All right. I think it's time I better close because Jack will be on here shortly. So, N2WBX, N5AOW. Hearing done, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return to frequency to regular amateur use. Want to thank Dennis for checking in. Wade. Well, we've been a group tonight. Pauline. A gentleman on EchoLink, I didn't get his name, but I will find it on the computer. And Jack, Pete, and George. Everyone have a good evening, 73. This is N5AOW Clear.
This is KD2IUG Clear. Tonight with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations, come now please. KC2WI, hello Pete, and N2WBX, hello Dennis. Thank you both for checking in, much appreciated. Looking forward to small stations, with or without traffic. Any additional stations for our time?
N5AOW, glad I caught you, Jack.
Yeah, I thought you were going to be amongst the missing again tonight. N5AOW, hello Bob. Thank you for checking in, appreciate it. Anyone else? Okay, thank you all for checking in, much appreciated. 73s to all, have a good evening, and good day tomorrow. KA2ZZ.